Do you know what you need for an effective application to Kellogg's MBA program? Yes, sure, you've heard the common wisdom, but do you really know? Well, our guest today will give you the inside scoop and bust a few myths about Kellogg's MBA admissions process. Pull up a chair or plug in your earbuds for this conversation with Kate Smith, Assistant Dean, Admissions and Financial Aid at Kellogg School of Management. Welcome to the 324th episode of Admissions Straight Talk, the podcast dedicated to graduate admissions and helping you approach the application process thoughtfully and successfully. I'm Linda Abraham, the founder of Accepted and the host of this podcast. My mission and passion is to help you show that you both fit in at your target schools and are a standout in the applicant pool. The result, you get a message one day that causes you to jump up and down shouting, "Yes, I'm in!" Not only in, but in the best program for you. Before we dive into today's interview, I'd like to invite you all to your three-part game plan to dominate the GRE, a webinar to be presented by Brett Etheridge of Dominate the GRE. He'll present it on Thursday, August 8th. Please join us for the webinar so that you can start the next decade in business school, grad school, or whatever school you need the GRE for. The webinar is free, but you do need to reserve your spot. You can do so at accepted.com/324webinar. Last year, I had the privilege of visiting the magnificent Kellogg facility in Evanston as part of the AGAC conference. I also met there Kate Smith, who was and is in charge of Kellogg's admissions. I was very impressed at the time with her openness and thrilled that she has agreed to join me here today. Now, Kate earned her own MBA at Kellogg in 1998 and then worked in marketing for leading brands, including General Mills, Quaker Oats, and Pepsi. She returned to Kellogg in 2012 and assumed her current role as Assistant Dean, Admissions and Financial Aid at the Kellogg School of Management. Kate, welcome to Admissions Straight Talk. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Linda.
Okay. Let's start with a real easy question. What makes Kellogg unique?
Oh, there's lots to talk about. We intentionally designed the Kellogg learning experience to grow you both personally and professionally. So for our students, it is both in the specific ways that they would seek to grow, pursuing their MBA. But we also really find that there are quite a few ways that delight and surprise our students in their experience here. So between the extensive global opportunities and the challenging experiential learning projects, and also a deeply customizable set of electives, a Kellogg education is shaped by real-world experiences that meaningfully evolve your capabilities as a business leader. So, I think that at Kellogg, we really focus on developing dynamic leaders who see possibilities that others can't, and we equip you to stand out for the rest of your career. And so how we do this is, in Kellogg's innovative curriculum, you'll learn how to identify new opportunities, catalyze teams to drive breakthrough results, and engage with world-class faculty. So whether that's being closely mentored by a venture capitalist while designing a business, startup plan in one of the courses that you may take, or whether being led on a small group trek to speak with policy leaders in Brazil. So we offer a whole range of what we call treks for our students to interact and engage with thought leaders, alumni, and leaders in industry sectors of interest, or whether you're going to have a fireside chat, for example, about board governance with a professor who formerly served as a Fortune 500 CEO. So, our curriculum is designed to give you deep experience and experiential learning, and that experience is grounded in what we're known for, which is our collaborative culture and distinctive community. And so you can have this experience at Kellogg. One of the things that you asked what's unique is Kellogg actually offers a range of full-time degree programs. And one of the things that we hear consistently is students who learn about some of these unique programs are actually very excited when they learn about them and initially just weren't aware of them beyond the more traditional two-year program offering, which is, I think, more common across MBA programs. So at Kellogg, we have four distinct options for pursuing your full-time MBA. And so all of these have been designed to fit the student's interests. And if you'd like, I can I'll give an overview.
Please.
A headline of each of those programs. So our full-time portfolio includes the two-year MBA, which is our traditional degree program. And as I mentioned, that's more traditional at top business schools around the globe. And so that format is you complete your degree in a two-year time frame, and it offers you the flexibility to explore a variety of interests and disciplines and have a summer internship experience where you can really explore possibly a career pivot. We see a large number of students who choose this program path are interested in making a career pivot. And so, all the aspects of the foundation of the Kellogg degree are in each of our degree options, but the two-year MBA is sort of most analogous to what is out there and more well-known. But fewer people know about our one-year MBA program, and then we have two joint dual degree programs that I'll touch on. So a one-year program is actually, I think we're going on like 56 years in consecutive, offerings. So a lot of people are very surprised to hear that Kellogg has had this offering for that long. And
it's been a long time. I've known about it, but I mean, I didn't know it was that old. I haven't been doing this for that long.
That's why I bring it up, is a lot of people are just not aware that Kellogg has had this for so long. And what's really great about that is we have extensive experience in making this a super compelling experience for those that it's a good fit for. So the one-year program is for those who have completed prior to attending Kellogg business coursework. So it could be undergraduate business coursework. They could take some courses outside of their undergraduate degree or possibly in graduate experience. And so we qualify a one-year applicant. They can submit to us the coursework that they've taken, and we can say, yes, you qualify for the one-year program if you would like to apply for it. So we do a pre-qualification step. And then what we're doing is we're essentially giving you credit for those business courses that are in our core discipline. And when you matriculate, you start in the summer, and it's a 4-quarter program. So it literally is June to June, and you complete your degree in 1 year. So over the summer, you're in with your cohort of 1 year classmates and having kind of an immersive first quarter experience together in your cohort, which is exactly how we operate with our other full-time programs. But then you integrate in the fall into electives, and you kind of join the second year class and disperse and are able to completely tailor your study and your curricular choices to your interests and your professional goals. And so the one thing we advise is in the 1 year program, there is not a summer internship designed into that program. So typically students who enjoy that format are looking to make less of a career pivot, maybe looking to accelerate themselves in a career path, staying maybe a little bit closer to the background that they've developed, and wanting to pursue an MBA and get a fully immersive Kellogg MBA experience, which they obtain, but able to complete that in 1 year without having to do all of the core and not participating in a summer internship. And so, the 1 year class, the last 3 years has been about 135 students. So we have two cohorts in that program, and a lot of people are very excited when they learn about this, if it's a good fit for their interests and their background.
Sure.
So that's one of the two. And then the two joint degrees that we offer, one is a dual degree program. It's called the Triple M degree, and it's a dual degree with Northwestern's McCormick School of Engineering. And so that offers you a Kellogg MBA and a Master's of Science in Design Innovation from the McCormick School of Engineering. And it has been very popular for the students who have pursued that, in terms of it has a real strong grounding in design-centered thinking. And a lot of students are looking to look at innovative roles, product management roles. We've seen our students populate into all different industry sectors out of the Triple M program. And that is a 7-quarter program. So you would start in June, the same time the one-year students start. The Triple M's are a cohort of about 65, 66 students each year. And then they integrate into the 2-year experience starting in the fall. And so they are able to participate in having a summer internship and really enjoy the benefits that they are pursuing and obtaining a dual degree across.
They're getting two masters in a little over 2 years, right? Right around 2 years.
That's actually 2 years door to door. So you start in June and you graduate 2 years on the nose later. And so this is one we've had, I think, I should know my years on these, but I think that one is at least 40 years old. Wow. So both of these have been in our portfolio of offering for a long time and have been very, very popular for those that find it's the right fit for them.
Yeah.
So, and then the last is our JD MBA program, which is a combination of your JD from the Pritzker School of Law at Northwestern and your MBA at Kellogg. And what's unique about this is we have designed the curriculum that you can complete this dual degree in 3 years, which is very attractive to those looking to obtain both their JD, which is a typical 3-year degree, and an MBA, which is typically 2 years. So the combination of that has been very popular for those interested in that path.
Right. Rather condensed, but I guess they can do they still have an internship in that 3-year period, at least one?
They're actually able to do that. It's amazing that we've been able, I think, again, because each of these offerings we've had for quite some time, they're actually able to, at times, explore. Many of them will look at either, if they're interested in more the law side, they might have a law internship, or if they're interested more in the business side, a business internship. And then the way it works is you do your first year at the law school, your second year integrated with Kellogg, and your third year back at the law school. And so we've been able to design it in a way that it really works well for students interested.
It's intense, but it works.
Yeah, and we've seen about 50-50 who graduate out of that program, 50% pursue law, 50% pursue business paths or other public sector possible paths. So there's really a range of interest areas out of that program. So it's been it's great. So that's, I think, when we talk about some of the unique offerings at Kellogg, the last thing I would touch on is how highly responsive and strong our alumni network is. This is something that when I get asked, like, what stands out to you and all of your experience or what makes Kellogg unique, we consistently hear back from applicants and from, many of us who have peers who have attended maybe other programs, how engaged and responsive our alumni network is surprises and delights students across the board and prospects, like applicants as well. So we always encourage folks to, in their exploration of learning about programs, like look through your network and see if you can find people who've attended, who are attending or have attended programs you're interested in, because they're a great resource to talk to and learn about a program. But what we hear over and over again is how quick the response from Kellogg alumni are, how much they would love to engage and how passionate they are about the experiences they had as a Kellogg student and as an alum. So, those are things that I think have an important impact on the collective experience you're going to have as a student, is the ability to connect and tap into that alumni network as you explore your own interest areas. So, I think the sense of pride that our graduates have, the loyalty to the school, we have this ethos that we call a sort of a pay it forward culture and mindset. Mm-hmm. And see that play out from the second years to the first years, who mentor one another, from alumni to students to applicants, and how they mentor people in the process of learning about and exploring pursuing an MBA, and then the career pivots that all of our students make. So that's a lot, but there's a lot, I think.
There's a lot to talk about, a lot to share. So that's the overview, and you've emphasized kind of the longevity of these programs. What's new at Kellogg?
Great question. I think the most interesting key piece of news right now is that we are thrilled to welcome our new dean, Francesca Carnelli, to Kellogg this fall. So she'll be on campus in weeks. And she is a widely respected scholar and leader in business education. She's joining us from the London Business School and brings an immense amount of global perspective. Her expertise includes private equity, innovation policy, and corporate governance. And I have to share that I personally am very proud that Francesca is our third subsequent female dean. So she's succeeding Dean Sally Blount and our interim dean, Kathleen Haggerty. And I think, it's another pride factor at Kellogg is we continue to be the only top business school who has had a strong female leader at the helm as dean. So we've heard a lot of excitement from our students, and I'd say even our international students in particular, that Francesca's appointment is a reflection of how globally minded Kellogg is. And, you know, she's going to join a culture where there's already a spirit of global collaboration. So as you mentioned, you've been to our global hub, and when you walk the halls of the building every day, you constantly hear multiple language and different points of view, and it just creates a dynamic where you have this global experience right here in Evanston. So welcoming Dean Francesca, and I'd say a couple other pieces of exciting news are our curricular innovation continues to be a very important focus and point of emphasis at Kellogg. So in the last 5 years, we've launched 64 new courses.
Oh, that's a lot.
This is something that I think is really in our DNA, and the faculty take great pride in putting together very compelling offerings that are in real-time relevance to our students. Mm-hmm. So just in the last year alone, 12 new courses. And so some of those launched in the last year included things like negotiations in a virtual world, early-stage healthcare investing, and blockchain technology. So, you know, even
pretty,
just for the
pretty
title.
Pretty contemporary, yeah.
We're really wanting to equip our students to hit the ground running when they graduate with what's happening real time in business and in the marketplace, so that they are equipped to thrive and hit the ground running, as we said, with some of this knowledge and thought leadership that's being tapped and drawn from our partners and alumni. And so our faculty are continuing to do cutting edge research and engage and bring this in real time to our students. And so that's new. And I'd say the last thing which falls under the category of also curriculum is that we're announcing this year, we've announced three new pathways. And so at Kellogg, a pathway is a cross-functional sequence of courses that addresses a particular skill set or industry. So it helps our students organize the curricular choices that they're making to design their study and tailor it to their interest areas, their career focus areas. So students have the flexibility to pursue any number of the pathways. We don't require majors, and that allows you to go as deep as you'd like in any particular area. And so the three new pathways this year, we created a tech management pathway, mm-hmm. and that's really a reflection of the fact that one out of four students in last year's class were recruited into technology positions. So this has been a real rapid evolution of interest in that sector and quick growth of students pursuing careers in the tech sector. And so they've gone into product management, product marketing roles, and the pathway helps them organize the courses that will, help give them a strong foundation for succeeding those roles. So things like, retail analytics, tech product management, launching new products and services.
That's fantastic.
And the other two were around energy and sustainability, and we have an asset management pathway. We actually have 10 total pathways, so things like data analytics, private equity, VC. So happy to talk about those more, or we can...
I wanted to move on a little bit. I wanted to ask one more question more about the program and then kind of address, I guess, more applicant kind of concerns. Okay. So the last thing I wanted to ask was that you mentioned that the program is very global, and obviously the language is being spoken, and the new dean is from London Business School, and I believe originally from Italy, if I recall, right?
That's correct.
What are the global opportunities for students, let's say American students or students to study, whether wherever they come from at Kellogg?
That is a great question. And I myself reflect that in that I was, born and raised here in the United States, and the experiences I gained as a student here were so robust. And so what those entail and include as options for students are quite a portfolio of choices. So that I'll just touch on the range of them. So one is an exchange program offering that we make available to students. So about one out of five, 20% of our students choose to do a formal study abroad exchange program. And we have partnerships with 25 exceptional universities across six continents.
Yeah.
And The design is they'll take one quarter. So typical two-year student attends 6 quarters of study at Kellogg, 3 per year.
Right.
And a summer internship in the middle. And so they'll take one of their quarters for exchange, and it's a 10-week fully immersive experience. So they're going to live and study overseas. They have the opportunity to pursue an independent study. They certainly take advantage of traveling from wherever they are in the world, that region. And if they're interested in career opportunities in that region after Kellogg, they often even engage in aspects of the job search while they're on the ground in that region. So some students really leverage it that way. So, you know, we've had students, you know, doing consulting services for small family-run businesses in South Africa, or studying luxury retail marketing in Paris, or taking finance courses in London or Hong Kong.
Sounds you name
good it. Yeah, it's a very attractive program for those who really want an immersive experience. And for those who want an immersive experience but really like the idea of maximizing the full 6 quarters at Kellogg, We have another offering that is longstanding. I even took this course when I was a student. So it's called the Global Initiatives and Management course. And it's GIM, or GIM, we call it for short. And so, again, this is in a quarter, so it's a 10-week course, but it's initiated and based in Evanston for the 8 of the 10 weeks of your study. And you're going to engage in a course that's focused on a region around the globe. So you're going to really, you're going to have a faculty member who's going to, lead the class content. You're going to engage and likely actually have conversations with those who are in that country in real time. So you're going to learn about the business climate in the country. Prepare to do an independent research project, because in the final 2 weeks of the course, it culminates in traveling to that region as a class with your faculty advisor. And I can tell you that, because Kellogg has been doing this program for decades, and the breadth and depth of our alumni network, the experience you have when you go to these countries is like none you could ever tailor on your own. It's truly amazing. You have access to and are talking to business leaders on the ground in the country in a way where you've never experienced that just visiting more as a tourist. And so some examples, like this past cycle, one of the classes went to Brazil, and the topic of focus was branding the nation. And so they had an opportunity to speak with Brazil's Minister of Justice, Sergio Moro, and he had previously served as a federal judge, where he had become known as one of the main faces in the fight against corruption in Brazil. And just to have a conversation with someone like that.
Wow.
And then our Jim China trip actually met with Joey Watt, who's an alumna and is CEO of Yum China and one of only 25 female CEOs in the Fortune 500. And to sit down and to talk with her in real time about the challenges and what she's working on and balancing customer focus with employee advocacy. I mean, the students just rave about those experiences. We exchanged Jim. And then the other two things I'll mention is Global Lab is another opportunity to take a course, which is a little bit more designed like experiential learning and a consulting focus. So you will partner with and engage in a consulting project for a firm in another country. And again, you work on that project on the ground here in Evanston in more of our experiential learning independent study format, which has faculty advising, but you're really getting hands-on experience and working on a real-time problem. And then the course culminates in a trip to meet with that company in country. So they'll travel all over the world at the culmination of a Global Lab course. And again, it's like another great way to engage. And so there's that. And then the last thing I'll mention on Global is extremely popular program we call Quest. And Quest is over 90% of our students participate. It stands for Kellogg Worldwide Experience Service Trip. And it's a trip that happens the week basically before they matriculate and start classes here. And each trip is designed by and led by 5 second-year students. And so those students really put together a comprehensive experience, and the Quest trip of incoming students is about 20. And so it really allows strong friendships and relationships to be formed And the design of the trip really fosters meaningful connections in a way that students love. And it's this like nice sort of start to the experience. And those trips are as far away as New Zealand and as nearby as Canada, and they're all over the world. And it's just a really exciting and dynamic part of it. So when you talk about the global experiences, the only other thing I'd throw on top is one third of our students are from outside the U.S. and about a quarter of our faculty are global in their backgrounds. And, you know, and so those experiences are organic to our community. But sure. What I just gave you is a little bit of the menu or the suite of choices a student can embrace and experience here to expand their global experience.
That's fantastic. It's a really a treasure trove of opportunity. Now,
we're definitely proud of all of those options and how rich they are for the student experience.
Right. It must really add both in terms of their interactions, the relationships that they form with each other, as well as the learning opportunities. It's amazing. Now, Kellogg is known, it's famous as a marketing school. And you obviously, when you graduated, you went to leading firms in marketing. Can you specialize in other areas, functions, business functions?
Absolutely. Yes. It's interesting, the history of being coined or known as a marketing school. We are proud of how strong we are in marketing. But again, as students peel back the layers to get to know us, they're often surprised to find the breadth of opportunities and the diversity of interest areas students pursue. So the last few years, the most popular industry choices percentage-wise have been finance, tech, and consulting. So I mentioned a quarter of our students went into tech last year, about a third of our students go into consulting. You'll have double digits going into finance. That varies year to year across all of these sectors. And then you'll have smaller numbers who will go into areas like healthcare, real estate, entrepreneurship, social impact. I think it's a really interesting element that we pride diversity of backgrounds in our community of students, and their interests are equally diverse. And so the opportunities they pursue are really broad. So last year, we have an amazing career management center team who is dedicated to all aspects of helping our students secure their career aspirations as they graduate, including their internships while they're here. And last year alone, they increased the number of companies that were hiring Kellogg grads by 15%. So it's up to 230 companies hired our grads across all these different sectors. And, that's something that, again, as I said, often people are surprised. Like, they didn't realize the breadth of opportunity that our grads pursue. And, go ahead.
I obviously know that Kellogg is outstanding in marketing, and I've known that for years. But I really think of it as a very strong general management program. So you can, excellent for strategy. General management strategy can be applied to marketing. It can be applied to various industries and various roles.
I would absolutely concur with that. And you'll see that because you'll see, students, as you look at like the financial services roles, they're going into private equity, investment banking are two of the most popular subgroups. They're all the top firms are coming to recruit our students in these sectors. But then you're also seeing an emerging trend of PE firms hiring some of our graduates into their portfolio companies, which is that general management strategy, leadership roles right out of Kellogg. And that's, I think, a developing space. And then, also this interest in tech, there's an extensive amount of strategy and business development and growth happening in this sector. And so students really need to be equipped with a suite of skills to be effective to hit the ground running at these firms. So companies like Amazon and Apple, Google are coming, the big name firms, but also smaller and mid-sized companies like DoorDash or Spot Hero and TripAdvisor. And then as you mentioned, strategy, far away, I would say, if you're interested in a career in consulting after Kellogg, there is no better place to pursue your MBA, in my opinion. This is also a sweet spot for us. And, you know, all, again, the top firms of Bain, BCG, McKinsey, Deloitte, the firms that you know as top tier consulting firms, and then also boutique firms in certain areas. So sometimes people have an interest area like an energy or social impact consulting, sustainability consulting. And so the breadth of choices, we had just a great range. So I think those are the things that we love to inform applicants about the breadth of opportunities you're going to have here outside just the lane of marketing.
Right. And of course, you can do marketing in healthcare, retail. You mentioned retail analytics a minute ago, tech, all these fields. And you can do other things quite clearly. Now, we've been talking, I think, until now about what Kellogg provides its students and its applicants. But the application process is very much about what applicants bring to the table. So what types of applicants does Kellogg value? Is there any common thread that both unites a Kellogg community and distinguishes it from other MBA communities? Actually, let's take those questions separately. What types of applicant does Kellogg value? And then we'll go to the common thread one.
What we value, and as we evaluate applicants, a few qualities really stand out to us. And these qualities help us understand if they're ready to seize all the opportunities that come with joining the Kellogg community, because we really want to see people who are going to be engaged and kind of what I call all in their experience here. So we look for people who can motivate a team and drive impact. We're looking for people who are not afraid to question the status quo, and they will seek at times non-obvious solutions to problems. They'll approach business problems with a mix of intellect, energy, creativity. I would say our students are very passionate about their pursuits. And they also seek diversity in their networks and teams and embrace the benefits of diverse perspectives, which I think dovetails into what we are known for is our sort of a cornerstone of collaboration.
Right.
And so we value students who dive in and collaborate with their peers, with others in an engaged way. And we have, you know, an extremely ambitious community of students here who are driven and passionate about their goals. But what I think sets our culture and what we care about uniquely apart from others at Kellogg is this desire to engage with others in the process of building out and driving impact in any particular space. So those are, some of the things that I think we really value.
All right. So I guess the answer that your answer to this, I think, answers my second question was, is there any common thread that both unites the Kellogg community and distinguishes it from other MBA communities? It would be those qualities of engagement, initiative, collaboration. That's kind of the combination.
Absolutely. We have at times talked about high impact, low ego leadership in a way where Kellogg student really sees the opportunities and seeks to elevate everyone in the room, everyone that they're engaged with on a problem, on a team, on a project, at work, in whatever capacity or way they're engaging with others. And I think that value of it kind of correlates to what we talked earlier about that pay it forward mindset of an ethos of helping develop and encourage others in the process. And so those are absolutely fundamental values that we hold dear here, I would say. And you're going to see that across our community of students.
Okay. Has Kellogg's application changed this year? MBA application?
Yeah, there's a couple changes. I'd say that two most significant changes to our process this year involve some of our essays. So we've changed our second written essay question and one of our video essay questions. So the first written, we have two essays that we ask written essays. And the first is saying the same, which is asking about a time an applicant has demonstrated leadership and created lasting value. So that will continue. And then our second essay question originally asked how an applicant has grown in the past and how they intend to grow at Kellogg. And this year we're pivoting to ask instead which values are most important to you and how they've influenced you. So we think this will be a great way to learn a little bit more about you, like what's important to you, as values are, you know, a very, I'd say, personal to each individual. And that is hopefully what we will gain from asking that question. And then in our video essays, we have three video essays that we ask. And the first question will shift from what was more typically like an icebreaker question to now an opportunity for candidates to introduce themselves. So we heard from our applicants that they continue to seek opportunities to share more about their backgrounds. So we thought this would really open up, you know, you have a minute response for each video essay. So you have a minute to prepare, and we told everyone that the question is, please introduce yourself. So they know in advance that's how simple it is. And that gives you complete range to add to your application what it is you want to share about yourself with the admissions committee. So we're excited about that too, because we found the video essay to be really a dynamic way to meet applicants, even though it's, you know, in a video format. You'd be surprised how really reflective it is of getting to meet someone through that medium. So we're excited for those questions.
Yeah, I mean, people can be unusually revealing. I know you, I don't think it was you personally, it was somebody from your office was presenting, or maybe it was you presenting, I'm not sure, for AGAC, like in a webinar a couple of weeks ago, and whoever was talking about, or maybe it was I went to your site, but you were talking about the video interview, and apparently the presenter was talking about how, unfortunately, people, you know, somebody's three-year-old walked in the middle of the interview, even though he was supposed to be occupied elsewhere. Somebody else actually fell off the chair. But otherwise, he dealt with his three-year-old. She got back on the chair and they recovered. And almost, not that one should plan on something like that, but it was almost like their recovery and their response to these events was more revealing than if it had been all rehearsed and smooth and perfect, you know?
What we really encourage applicants, I think those are great examples of what we would love is to organically get to know the real you and the authentic you in the application process. Mm-hmm. And you've kind of hinted at in that comment, a lot of times I think applicants can over rehearse or can just think too hard and too much about some of it versus boiling it down to really what's important to you and why. Why do you want to pursue an MBA? Why? What are your goals? Why are you interested in the program you're applying to? Like those, I think, are the very essence of like, why are you pursuing this? And being able to convey that and then sharing what you would bring to your class and community is another key aspect of this whole application. It helps us say, okay, who are you? Why are you interested? What are your goals? And we're okay if your goals are still forming. Like, and I think that's sometimes a concern that applicants have is, do I have to know everything? And it's like, no, this is a journey of exploration and personal and professional growth for you. So being able to talk about like what you think you might want to explore, here's what my interests are. But again, why do I want to do this? And what would you bring to that community? Those are key parts of the application that we are seeking to understand and get to know you. And those reactions are much more like organically how you deal with the situation, right? So we don't, you know, certainly we don't wish upon anybody the unplanned, but it's it's life, right? Life is always unplanned.
Right.
So many things can happen. So it's a great reflection of our candidates.
Right. And their three-year-old walking into the room is not the worst thing that can happen. And apparently the father just gave him what he wanted and he continued playing even though he was supposed to be somewhere else. And that was that. But
again, I always like to mitigate any concerns applicants have. The video essay is just one of many, many components of the application. We actually watch the video essay last. And so we review your entire application and we'll read everything that you submitted. We'll review your interview. We have the interviewer will submit a full package of summary of that interview. So we'll review all of the aspects of your application first. And then at the very end of the review will what we call like meet you. And that's what we love is that like bringing you to life and seeing, you know, your responses to your video essay, but that is sort of a chance for the admissions committee member to meet you at the end of the review process of your application.
Okay. What about GRE scores in the process? GRE versus GMAT?
Yeah, well, we accept both. We have no preference.
Okay.
No preference between a GMAT or a GRE. Either is perfectly fine. You know, we will look at your performance on the various sections of the test. There's verbal and quantitative scores. And, you know, just the benefit of the standardized test score is to just help supplement. I think it was put in place many, many, many years ago to help standardize. It's called standardized tests to help standardize the assessment of your competency in certain areas. So it's just one, again, of many pieces that we will consider in an application. And, I just want to stress that that's not as important, I would actually argue, as getting, like, an applicant getting to know a program and determining it's a great fit for their interests and a mutual good fit for us as bringing you into our community. And so it's a requirement to have one of those submitted, and we have no preference on either. There's been a growth in the GRE scores being submitted, I think, to business schools generally over the last few years.
Oh, yeah.
So either are welcome.
Approximately what percentage of students at Kellogg are submitting GREs? Do you know? Approximately.
It is now north of 10%, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, right, so. And it was maybe 5% 5 years ago, so it's doubled, but it's still a much smaller percentage. But again, we acknowledge absolutely, and you know, students will take the GMAT is designed purely, I think, with its history for the MBA. The GRE had more different program states, so sometimes students are on a journey of figuring out what their interests are.
Right.
And one of the things I often, kind of another thing that I like to share with students is, the MBA is not only for those interested in the business sector. Like Kellogg has had a long history of putting people into nonprofit, social, government, the public sector roles. And so sometimes there's a correlation with somebody who might be thinking, maybe I want to pursue a master's in a specific discipline like public policy. And then they discover how rich our curriculum is in that interest area, for example. So there's really no preference. And
okay.
I think that's how students choose one or the other over time, sometimes correlates to that as they're figuring out their interests.
Right. And sometimes they take each one and see where they think they're doing better, which is also okay.
Mm-hmm. And that we take in combination with your GPA. I mean, I think we're looking holistically. So we're going to review your transcripts and understand what your major was and where you went to school and what work you've done in your career, and all of it comes together. So I always say, like, no one aspect outweighs another. We are very holistic in looking at all aspects of the application.
All right. In addition to engaging with the admissions team, I guess, at fairs and receptions and events, how can applicants learn more about the Kellogg experience?
Well, I mentioned this before, I would absolutely recommend tapping into the Kellogg Alumni Network. So we have more than 60,000 alumni across the world, and great ways to engage. You can contact our admissions office and ask, is there any, can I connect with and meet anybody from where I'm from? Certainly, we encourage you to come for a campus visit if you can. But if you're not able to travel to Evanston, you can inquire and look. Often you can find Kellogg alumni clubs on things like LinkedIn, or we can help you in that connection. And then you can meet people who are in your region or area of the world. I often encourage people to look within. LinkedIn is a really helpful resource to help you find in your network. You might find some people who you're connected to who are Kellogg alumni or current students. Those are great resources. So reaching out to our student clubs, they're very responsive. And again, I mentioned our pay it forward ethos, they will take the time to talk to applicants. And most often that's because people took time to talk to them from Kellogg. They explored coming here. So there are many ways you can connect and learn about our community and the experiences you can have here.
What advice do you have for applicants either planning to apply this cycle, September deadline's coming up, or the next cycle, the 2021 cycle, two different groups?
Yeah. Well, I think my first piece of advice is, regardless of where you are on your timeline, always take the time to reflect. I mentioned this a little bit before, on why you want to pursue your MBA. Like, what are your goals? Why is this a good fit for those goals? And how would they maximize their experience while they're here as a student? And how do they think it could impact their longer term career aspirations? And so, you know, having reflective time to put those thoughts together sometimes can take time, and it can be like coming back to it, you know, with several iterations and thinking things through, as opposed to just like an epiphany overnight. And so, you know, I can say from my own experience that an MBA is an amazing transformative experience for your personal and professional growth. It literally is a life-changing experience, and it empowers you to make a lasting impact on the world. So to me, you know, exploring and putting your best foot forward, apply when you're ready, and you feel like you've thought through all the aspects that you want to share and you feel prepared to put that application forward. You know, and so having that experience and being ready to really explore the career opportunities that you want to and be, as I mentioned before, all in your time when you're here at Kellogg is an important part of the experience. So for applicants, now you can learn more about the program by talking to members of our community. You can attend events or information sessions, and you can you know, really get into knowing who we are as a program. And then when you're ready, you know, you can, I'd say, just make sure you invest enough time and energy in that application so that you can feel like you're putting your best forward in the process.
Okay, sounds good. Great advice. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I think one, I would love to elaborate a little bit more on the post-MBA employment opportunities in the Career Management Center.
Sure, by all means. Go ahead.
Our Career Management Center is just second to none, and they partner with students, making sure that they leave Kellogg with their dream job, with the goals they want to pursue in their career fully in hand, and sort of a roadmap to the future that they want to pursue, as well as provide resources to alumni far beyond the time that you're here. So they offer unique access to employers across all different industries, functions, geographies. They curate relationships with just a multitude of firms. So, you know, you can attend a panel, and there can be, you know, for example, I think of back on, like, there's a panel on urban mobility, and we had Lyft, BCG, and the city of Chicago come together. We've had the head of, you know, kids and family marketing at Netflix share her experience at a virtual lunch and learn. Then we have hosted chats with leaders, so you have CEOs and CFOs, CMOs, you name it, across different industries who come and will have, you know, small conversations with small groups of students, and you can really get great perspectives. And then we mentioned, I think we touched on earlier, industry-specific career tracks is a real feature of the CMC curating learning experiences for students. So we have tracks to different regions across the country in venture capital, healthcare, retail, luxury goods. And one thing I don't think we touched on is, you know, we had, I think, a third of our tracks last year took place on the West Coast. And, you know, almost a quarter to a third of our students now are pursuing opportunities post-graduation on the West Coast. So this has become the largest destination for our graduates in terms of geography, where they're landing. So I think, you know,
it ties in with the tech focus, right?
It does. There's definitely a correlation there. And, you know, the coaching that you're able to have, one-on-one customized workshops, one-to-one workshops for students, one-on-one coaching with our coaches. There's just a plethora of resources here to help you on your career pivot and or career acceleration goals. And that is something that I just wanted to make sure we covered as well. So we're so proud of all that, you know, 95% of our graduates are always employed in a job just several months after they graduate. So it is a really rich part of the experience here that our CMC provides support for our students.
I'm really glad that you added that. So thank you. I think the interview has been fantastic. I want to thank you for joining me today. I appreciate your time and your insight, and I don't want to take any more advantage of your generosity. Where can listeners and potential applicants learn more about Kellogg's MBA programs? I shouldn't say program, but programs.
Yes. So you can go to our URL. It's actually kell.gg/FTAPP for full-time app. And there's, so if you go to Kellogg's homepage and then there's program pages. So if you're interested in our full-time or executive or evening weekend MBA programs, all of it is there for you as a resource on our website.
Wonderful. Okay, we'll include links in the show notes at accept.com/324 to the websites that Kate just provided, as well as to related articles and interviews. Listener, thank you too for joining Kate Smith and me for our 324th episode. A quick reminder, if you are planning to take the GRE, you don't want to miss your three-part game plan to dominate the GRE. The free webinar that Dominate the GRE's Brett Etheridge will present on August 8th. Register ASAP at accept.com/324webinar. And a final request, if you find the show worthwhile, please share the good word. Tell your friends and leave a review on iTunes or any other podcatcher. Your doing so helps us spread the word about Admission Straight Talk, and we thank you for that. Thanks again for coming. This is Admission Straight Talk, produced by Accepted, and I am your host, Linda Abraham. I'll talk to you again next week.